Shalom,
אנחנו בשיעור
in a lesson on the topic of he who faults, faults in his own defect, and love will cover all crimes. We're going to read selected excerpts from the sources as preparation for the Desert Congress. You can find materials on Camp TV. You can also ask questions there. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. All who fault, fault in their own defect, and love will cover all crimes. Excerpt number 8 from Rabash. What is the Torah is called middle line. Why is the Torah called middle line in the work? One must believe, as was said above, that there is none else besides him, meaning that it is the Creator who compels him to do good deeds. But since he is still unworthy of knowing that it is the Creator who commits him, the Creator dresses himself in dresses of flesh and blood, through which the Creator performs these actions. Thus, the Creator acts in the form of achoraim, posterior. In other words, the person sees people's faces, but he should believe that behind the faces stands the Creator and performs these actions. That is, behind the man stands the Creator and compels him to do the deeds that the Creator wants. It follows that the Creator does everything, but the person regards what he sees and not what he should believe. Again, one must believe, as was said above, that there is none else besides him, meaning that it is the Creator who compels him to do the good deeds. But since he is still unworthy of knowing that it is the Creator who commits him, the Creator dresses himself in dresses of flesh and blood, through which the Creator performs these actions. Thus, the Creator acts in the form of achoraim, posterior. In other words, the person sees people's faces, but he should believe that behind the faces stands the Creator and performs these actions. That is, behind the man stands the Creator and compels him to do the deeds that the Creator wants. It follows that the Creator does everything, but the person regards what he sees and not what he should believe.
How do we use this rule that behind every person stands the Creator, directing the actions of this man, clothed in this man, and does everything? How do we use this rule in the group in order to come closer to the revelation of the Creator? How do we use the rule that the Creator does everything? Behind every friend stands the Creator. How do we use it in order to reach the revelation of the Creator? Go ahead.
It's something we can use every moment. It helps us change our relation and our connection to this whole reality. When I remember this, it helps us change our relation to our connection with the friends.
It's like a northern star, according to which we constantly aim ourselves, check to see that we're in the right direction. As Amichai said, we have to remember it. For that, we need one another. I already discovered on the flesh that without my 10, it's something I can't hold on to.
The only thing you can hold on to. That's your upper nine. That's the creator standing behind them, and you should relate to it. What we learn from the sages is that's the good, what does good, and there's nothing else besides him. And yeah, be happy for this. If you reveal this, you can be very, very happy and thankful for that. And always pray for the friends, of course.
And the minute we accept it and remember it every moment, the immediate thing to do is how I remind the friends, how I remind the parts that I can really influence, the spiritual part, my friends in the ten, this inner connection. There's nothing else, only he works and he depicts, and we have to constantly reawaken that connection between us.
This is the scrutiny. In the group we work in, if no one from you, who else? We do whatever we can, and then in practice we discover that there is no one besides him. That's how the Creator is revealed to us. We simply have to make peace with it and lower our head, see him everywhere, publicize it between us that there is none else besides him. This we do by, if I'm not for myself, who is? That's that loop that we're going through.
It's a point of critique. How I see the Creator and how I see the friends in truth. And that gap between them is the place that you have to start asking to cover it with love.
If I could see that behind the friend stands the Creator, I would surely come to unbearable shame. That would bring me to the first restriction. Maybe we need to remember such moments when we had it and even increase them, intensify them to, so I would determine in my heart that there's this greatness and try to feel it, try to connect to it, maybe perform an action for the sake of the society that would force me to awaken the heart even more.
Like all the other rules that I'm not getting and don't understand. What is the Creator? I don't see the friend. But it's something that's written in the books, and we, with faith in the sages, try to realize it.
It's very palpable. The revelation of the Creator is the revelation of the quality of love inside of me towards the friends. If you want to bestow to the Creator, here you are, the friend is in front of you. You can bestow to them and measure your attitude.
It really helps to work with love covering all crimes. The minute we begin with this kind of North Star in front of us every moment, we develop new reactions, not from within our will to receive, being operated instinctively, but in a way that we react much more appropriately, in a way that brings us closer to love of man and the love of the Creator.
These efforts, personal and group efforts, to return us each time to their correct intentions, that's what awakens the light over us, and that's what develops us.
Excerpt number 9, Bala Sulam, Shamati 6-7, Depart from Evil. He who thinks that he is deceiving his friend is really deceiving the Creator, since besides man's body, there is only the Creator. This is because it is the essence of creation that man is called a creature, a created being, only with respect to himself. The Creator wants man to feel that he is a separated reality from him. But except for that, it is all, the whole earth is full of his glory. Hence, when lying to one's friend, one is lying to the Creator. And when saddening one's friend, one is saddening the Creator. Again. An excerpt from Shamati 67, Depart from Evil. One who thinks that he is deceiving the Creator, his friend, is really deceiving the Creator, since besides man's body, there is only the Creator. This is because it is the essence of creation that man is called creature only with respect to himself. The Creator wants man to feel that he is a separated reality from him. But except for that, it is all, the whole earth is full of his glory. Hence, when lying to one's friend, one is lying to the Creator. And when saddening one's friend, one is saddening the Creator.
How does that influence our behavior in the group, in the ten, or with respect to the world kli, with respect to all the groups, the whole world? How does it influence?
That
behind everyone stands the Creator, and he is running everything, and through a certain effort, I need to discover him in place of all those instances that appear to me to possess some independence.
Yes, exactly. It's it's my task to to do the work of the Creator, to feel the message of what the Creator really wants me to do. I have me and the Creator, and I should do everything to help the Creator complete his work. And that means relate to the friends, that I should care for the friends, I should annul to the friends, I should care for the whole of humanity, that we become one, one great, huge desire towards the Creator.
Yeah, this perception of reality of a person on the way, as Rabash said, it seems like a very simple reality. You have to do one thing, but it exists only in the sense you have a right to exist only if you put yourself in the system that's called a ten, that's called a group, and then all the rules and the person's outlook on spiritual life and in general gets the proportions that get close to the right frequency.
If I had known that behind every friend, everyone stands the Creator, even behind the things that I'm going through, that the Creator is doing everything, I think I would enter a new dimension of reality. It's mainly expressed in the scrutiny of the intention, because everything that would pass before me, it's not what I see. I would look at the intention. Why is the Creator sending this to me? What should I learn from this? How should I relate to it? How do I discover him through the action? I would begin to think in this way.
How does it influence our behavior in the group? It has to be like a standard, a gauge to how many times we were able to raise a demand to him together, how many of our conversations and our interactions were about him, about revealing him or subjugation and submission to him, and not other things.
maybe take the group as the creator, the friends as the creator, and begin to do actions, as Kabbalists explain. Look for it with all our might, because we live for that. If I'm not using them for my own sake, if I'm trying to receive strength from it, or I give something, if not, I have to perform a restriction and constantly try to feel them and be for them. All my actions have to be for that.
The
influence has to be mainly about the relation that is revealed in relation to he who faults in his own defect. How I take the relationships that appear to me toward my friends, toward other groups, toward the world, Kli. Do I relate to it as my own qualities that the Creator is putting in front of me? And it all comes so I would advance on the path of correcting them?
I won't be able to harm or to want to even harm any creature in this world if I'm following this perception. And through that, I'm getting to integrate with reality and develop an attitude of love towards it.
I have nothing more to add to the friends. I'll just say it with my own words. If I discover that everything outside of me is the Creator, then it is with Him that I have to achieve wholeness and harmony and mutual love and bring Him contentment. So if this picture stays in my mind, I develop love towards everything outside of me.
Exactly, you're taking care of your own soul. It's your soul you're taking care of. The friends are your soul brothers.
קטע מספר 10 מתוך בעל הסולם שמעתי מאמר סמך בית יורד.
Excerpt number 10 from בעל הסולם. Shamati descends, article descends and incites, ascends and complains. One who works in purity always complains about himself and sees others in a better degree than he feels himself. Again. One who works in purity always complains about himself and sees others in a better degree than he sees himself.
Lama.
How come?
Lama hu nimtza bidarga lo acheret?
How come he is in a different degree than the others?
בבקשה. אחרי כל אחד עומד הבורא, הוא אומר.
Behind each one stands the Creator, he says. And what about behind him? No?
Yeah, there are your soul parts. The Creator is actually everywhere. So the Creator is also included in yourself. So only for my recognition is the friends are the Creator for me. Just to find the gap where I need my correction to come closer to the Creator, to reveal the Creator. And I always turn to the group. I am not to the group. So. Yeah, this is the process, but the creator is actually everywhere. You're already in oneness. It's your perception of reality that needs change.
From what I heard in the question, Rav asked, "Is it for the Creator? Is it behind him? But for him, he's not behind him. Behind him is then his nature. He wants to get closer to the Creator, and the upper one is the Creator. So first of all is keep quiet and do. Restrict yourself. So as a result, if he wants to walk on the right path, then clearly the upper one is higher than him.
If he works on the path of sanctity, purity, he can't complain about the others, but only about himself, his attitude, how he perceives reality, how he relates to the group, to the tent, to the Creator. And if he works incorrectly, then he will constantly have complaints, and he sees everyone worse than him. That's how they show him his attitude. He learns about his correct place for work.
There's an article by Rabash that talks about it, that says that because we are desires to receive, then you will necessarily see others as lower than yourself. So to create some kind of equality, you put yourself at a lower degree than they. And through this effort, which is against nature, and with common yearning in society, it draws light that makes the change in relation in you, that allows you to really see the friends as equal.
Yeah, that's already entering the work with the friends. Start trying to connect to their inner point, filter that inner, that outer picture that takes you out of focus and reflect something in the will to receive, and look for it to be felt in the heart. So you'll feel that you want bestowal. There's at least points in the hearts that yearn for the Creator.
Yeah, but the Creator stands behind the person too and operates him in every thought and desire and feeling. And he's the one who depicts this picture, that the friends and all the images we see on the outside are all me, and I'm dealing with the Creator. In this way, he helps us develop a relation of love to every person.
Rav, how should I relate to this saying that behind every man stands the Creator in the group compared to on the street? Go ahead.
My friends who come to connect with me in Avot, mutual guarantee, through the points in the heart, with them I have to work according to the counsels of Rabash, to work and pray and serve them and pray for them and feel the smallest among them. And people, regular people who don't come to unite with me, I conduct myself with them as people do in this world. I try to maintain cordial relations, but I'm not trying to use Rabash's counsels, you know, of annulment and bestowal and whatnot.
Rav, we typically think that the Creator stands behind the friends, as Rabash is writing. And what about people on the street? They don't have free choice. The Creator is running them. Not that he's standing behind them. He's standing inside of them, and he's running everything that's inside of them. Isn't it so?
The Creator stands inside people on the street, just like this table and rocks and stones. But there's nothing I can do with it. I don't have any work with this.
Rabash is saying to judge every man to a scale of merit, because the Creator is running all of reality. But if we go out to the world and we will behave in this way, they'll put us away. That's why we're using this lab and working in mutuality to generate this equivalence of form.
I think also, well, it's a place where people can use for inner work, but those on the outside shouldn't be aware that you're working. On the outside, you behave as usual, like every other person, but you can do a lot of inner work in thinking that the Creator stands behind this whole of reality, this whole reality, including what is outside.
Yeah, I see. It's the creator. I justify it, but it's a one-sided job. I look at it and I say there's nothing besides him.
Exit number 11 from Rabash. Exit from Rabash. Article concerning the importance of friends. If one has love of friends, the rule in love is that you want to see the friend's merits and not their faults. Hence, if one sees some fault in one's friend, it is not a sign that his friend is at fault, but the seer is at fault, meaning that because his love of friends is flawed, he sees faults in his friend. Therefore, now, he should not see to his friend's correction. Rather, he himself needs correction. It follows from all the above that he should not care for the correction of his friend's faults, which he sees in his friend. But he himself needs to correct the flaw he has created in the love of friends. And when he corrects himself, he will see only his friend's merits and not his faults. Again, if one has love of friends, the rule in love is that you want to see the friend's merits and not their faults. Hence, if one sees some fault in one's friend, it is not a sign that his friend is at fault, but that the seer is at fault, meaning that because his love of friends is flawed, he sees faults in his friend. Therefore, now he should not see to his friend's correction. Rather, he himself needs correction. It follows from all the above that he should not care for the correction of his friend's faults, which he sees in his friend, but he himself needs to correct the flaw he has created in the love of friends. And when he corrects himself, he will see only his friend's merits and not his faults.
So, how do I check myself, calibrate myself correctly in the group? I constantly look at them, I check how each and every one is before me as a loved one, as perfect, and to the extent that it's not the case, I'm turning to the Creator and I'm asking for corrections. Is this the work? What, Yochai, no? Again, if I'm in the group, and it says that in the group I'm among friends, that the Creator wants to show me through them how much I'm not corrected, and in my attitude towards them I see specifically my own corruptions. They are all like angels and I am the corrupt one. Then I now have clear knowledge of what I need to turn to the Creator with. What do I feel that he needs to correct? It turns out that I am I have this mutual relationship with the Creator. He is showing me through the friends all of my corruptions, and I turn to him from that, and I'm asking for correction. And I need to see clearly, practically, just how much from turning to him I change, and what? In seeing each and every friend straightening up, becoming perfect in my eyes, until I see no difference between the friend and the Creator. The Creator before the corrections, before my corrections, were standing behind the friends. And after my corrections, He's standing inside the friends. And I have a tangible connection with him. Yes? No questions here. Right? Are there any questions?
Once I see that I am corrupted through the friends, and I see the flaws in the friends, and I see I am corrupted, do I need to ask for correction also through the friends, or is that a direct, connection to the Creator?
As usual, in the way we turn to the Creator, how do we do it?
Without the friends.
Okay, let's say without the friends. Without them. Closer. Easier.
I might be confused, but once you said behind the friends, and then you said inside of them?
Yes.
So what's the difference between that?
The difference is that one time I see the Creator is arranging the image of the friends, so that I would feel various feelings towards them. And then I'm asking the Creator to correct my vision so I would see the friends perfectly, as you know, a perfect form. When I do that, then I will see as if the Creator is inside of them. There's no difference between the Creator and the friend. The Creator doesn't need to have this game to position a friend between me and him, between the Creator and me. There's no friend. There is no friend. The friend is completely corrected. He's an angel. Therefore, he doesn't bother me. Doesn't isolate the image that it doesn't offer an isolated image that prevents me from connecting with the Creator. Rather, specifically through these corrections, I come to there is no us besides Him, where the friend and the Creator and everyone in general are becoming as one source, one body. And then the Creator is clothed in all of reality, in all people, in everyone. If I'm corrected, if I corrected my vision.
I don't understand this work. I'm standing opposite the friend. The friend does something that disturbs me, bothers me.
It's the easiest work there is, the simplest. I'm telling you seriously. Look, there's people behind, before you. Of course you have criticism, otherwise you wouldn't be able to identify them as being there to such an extent. If that is the case, then as it's written, the whole world is here to serve me. What? So I will correct myself. What's not clear?
The friend did something. I have criticism against him. What should I do now? Let's do it like an algorithm.
You wish to feel that the Creator is 100% perfect, is righteous, and the Creator that's behind him arranged for you to see those things, you, to such an extent that you see faults in the friend in order to correct yourself.
What does it mean to correct myself? He angered me. He did something that I think is wrong.
Yeah.
So now I'm saying, okay, the Creator is behind him. He set up this situation for me, so I will discover the flaw in me. And the flaw in me is that I...
You see him as corrupt?
Yeah, I see him as corrupt.
That's your corrupt will to receive that sees him as corrupt. You're asking the Creator. First of all, you're telling him, thank you for showing me through this indication where am I corrupted still. So please correct me. Until when? until I will see him corrected completely. No corruption ever existed. It's my corruption, and now I see it. I see him as an angel.
Seeing the friend is corrected, does that mean that in my perception the friend will be okay now?
Yes.
So until I see the friend is okay, I still didn't make the correction, and my work with the Creator is probably incorrect?
Yeah, you need to reach a state in which the Creator clothes in the entire world, the whole world becomes the Holy Shekhinah. This is our inner work. That's how we should come closer to our general correction. What's so difficult? It doesn't fit many things, because in our corruption, our corrupt desire, it's also fragmented in this way, divided. So one thing doesn't work out with another, but slowly, gradually, it comes closer and eventually connects.
The place where I can't see happening is that after I ask the Creator or pray to the Creator, now I have to kind of justify the Creator. This is what turns out.
The friend, well, why are you justifying or not justifying the friend? He's like a movie theater screen. Whatever you screen on it, that's what you see. Or a computer screen. This glass, is it at fault for what you're seeing in it? One time like this, one time like that. What is a friend? Whatever the Creator is projecting through him, that's what you see. And then you see that there is no friend. It's your will to receive, corrupted a bit more or less, corrected a bit more or less. That's what's projecting for you the picture of the world. And when your will to receive will become more unified, more homogeneous, because you are attracted to there's none else besides him, the good who does good, then all the parts of your will to receive start to mend. And then it turns out that you see one world, Ten Sefirot, the Holy Shekhinah, full of the presence of the Creator, only Him.
In other words, at the end of the process, I have to see the friend as I will not have any complaints against him anymore. Let's put it this way. I started with having a complaint to the friends. At the end of the process,
instead of every friend, you see the Creator. It's not, God forbid, the belittling the friends. It's the correct perception of reality.
I didn't understand the last sentence. What does it mean that at the end of the process you don't see the friend, you see the Creator?
You see that the Creator, the upper light, the force of bestowal, is clothed in every detail in creation. And there is no cruel person, no cruelty in the king's palace, and in everything is only one single force at work in various forms. And these forces are still shown in this way relative to you, because you are made of all those desires. And that's why you see differences in colors and sounds. But later, everything adds up and connects more and more and more to a simple upper light.
And how do you keep from escaping that we often do, to run, to escape into below reason? Right, saying, oh, well, it's the Creator, so that's the way it is, and then it goes away.
No, why did you start the path? This action, this treatment in order to discover him, in order to connect to the truth, in order to catch him, grasp him. In order to reach the most precise focus on the perception of reality. So what? Now you're just letting it go.
So on one hand, we do have to keep this flaw, leave it in, and at the same time demand that it will change in that perception.
Yeah, you have to increase the precision each time.
Without relinquishing the flaw.
To raise the precision of all the faults, because you have resolution that's 10 times greater than 100 times, 1,000 times. You can differentiate and resolve each little detail. This is the whole thing about the degrees.
If the friend is my mirror, so in this mirror I would see my ego, my emptiness.
To the extent that you see him is wrong, those are signs of your ego.
So if I see the whole truth, then I am empty. Then I have to see my emptiness in the friends?
No, you're not turning to you and then to the friend. You're looking at the friend, and you see in all the negative things that appear before you that they are yours.
No.
The Creator gives attainment according to Bala Sulam, revelation of God, or His Godliness to His created beings. The Creator is revealed when He wants, how He wants, and as a result, we find that the Creator is also love, and attainment is also love. So, what next?
Gmartikun. End of correction.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
The end of correction.
Thank you. I understood. We just read the words of Rabash. What? And it's all around saying the friend is corrected and corrected.
Because thanks to the friend, you can correct your vision of the Creator. You are correcting your vessels so that instead of a broken vessel through which you can see nothing, you are attaching all these parts until they unite, they fuse together, and they become a clear vessel with which you can see the truth. There's none besides Him, the good who does good. So all the entire group, the 10, becomes for you that state, that lab in which you correct your vision. When I go to the optometrist and he's checking my vision and I leave with glasses, that's what we need. What do we need to add? What do we need to add in order to see the truth?
So, work with the friends is in order to see the truth, in order to discover the Creator.
If you're not looking through the 10, you're not even looking in the spiritual direction. Not in the spiritual direction. You can do whatever you want, but it's impossible to aim a person at spirituality if not through the 10. It's a partsuf. Ultimately, that's how it needs to work with the Creator.
So, Chanoch spoke about it. On one hand, I don't want to hide that there is disturbances I see in the friends, faults. At the same time, love covers all crimes, and it's all with the aim of discovering the wholeness of the connection between us. I don't try to connect to correct him, to correct my vision. That's not the point, to start changing my vision and seeing him as perfect or imperfect.
What is the question?
The question is, I feel that we constantly go into how important it is to correct my vision so as not to see the friend as imperfect, because he who faults, faults in his own defect.
Not so I won't see him, but so I will correct myself.
Why correct myself?
What else do I need to do in this world?
Connect our yearnings.
That's a means.
For what?
Connection is a means for correcting myself.
But I have a goal.
The goal is that when everyone is corrected, connected between them, they provide this support or this place for the revelation of the Creator. That's the goal. Everyone becomes divinity.
What's the difference between a flaw and a transgression, a crime?
I think that a flaw, a fault, something I ascribe to myself, and a transgression is something I ascribe to others, maybe like that.
And is it the same correction for both?
Both are corrections, which is first to ascribe it to myself and to ask the Creator for corrections.
So, do I have to attribute the crimes I see in the relations between us to myself? I am flawed, there's a flaw between us, the friend is flawed. What do I point to?
I point to the Creator. I discovered He is doing these creating these differences. I see everyone is corrupted. Why do I see that? So I'll have a reason to connect to him, to ask of him, to demand of him, to beg, to pray to him, in short, to raise man. Why? Because I wish to see the world not as corrupted according to the vessels he corrupted in me, but according to the corrected state, the way he's seeing everything. But for that, I need to be in his qualities. So I'm asking him, please change my qualities to your qualities. And the means for it, the klipot, I can see everywhere. That's the group, the 10, where I'm calibrating myself.
And a desirable result of such a prayer?
The whole world is becoming the holy divinity. Everyone is corrected, connected, and the Creator is among everyone. That's how I see it. That's the sign of my correction. By that, I give him contentment. Since from my point of view, I brought all of reality, to the end of correction.
And the flaws and the crimes?
They remain to give a great deal of difference, a contrast between the darkness and light. How else will I see things precisely? On the contrary, the more I advance, the difference between white and blackness will be clearer. Okay.
Yesterday I saw flaws in the friend, and I remembered that it's all an invitation to turn to the Creator. I turned to the Creator during the day about the flaw that I saw in the friend. I prayed. I woke up this morning, and it seemed like the situation hasn't changed. I may even see more faults.
A new day.
Right. So what indication do I have of progress? I may have made, given the wrong prayer.
No. Can.
You turn to the Creator. The advancement is that today you can say, I guess the Creator is interested in me. He wants me to turn to Him. So He's arranging for me such things, or otherwise I will not turn to Him. Let's say, if I saw no faults in the friends today, I would not have turned to the Creator, right? So the fact that I'm discovering these faults and I'm turning to the Creator is because He's inviting me to turn to Him. So all the more so I have to be grateful to Him. Now, to be corrected, that's what this is all about. To be corrected, maybe it's, is it to be corrected or to, by feeling myself corrupted and turning to Him, I delight Him. And if I will be corrected, I might not give Him more contentment. What does it say about it? The Creator likes the criminals, those who feel themselves as a criminal, you know, and He turns and He asks. Those who demand the correction.
A question from Cameroon, Africa. What should I do if I don't want to get up with a friend and I don't feel a desire to pray?
But
he came to a state where everyone there around him wake up, connect, turn to the Creator, scrutinize their state, more or less. 30 states in Africa, you can see these examples there in Europe, in Asia, everywhere around the world. And the Creator is playing also with him, he's giving him various states. And so he gives him a state, a simple state where he's lying in bed, he doesn't want to get up, but he's thinking about how he doesn't want to get up. He's thinking about how the Creator is not letting him. Maybe he's ascribing that to the Creator as well. So already he's got spiritual work. Okay, what can you do? We'll let him stay in bed. A few hours, no problem. But you should constantly think that it's the Creator who's not giving him the desire to wake up, to get up.
What does it mean, love? I'm translating. What does it mean that I'm turning to the Creator without the friends, or turning to the Creator through the friends?
The fact that you see the friends is corrupted, then you are turning to the Creator personally, individually. Whereas if you are doing some work together, effort to connect between you, connection, then you are turning together, and then you have a general man from the group, the request, and so on and so forth.
But I see.
Je vois des défauts dans l'ami. Je demande que le Créateur me corrige. Ici, c'est pas une demande que je vais demander avec les amis. Je demande.
I see faults in the friends, and then I ask the Creator to correct me.
C'est pas une demande que je vais faire avec les amis, c'est une demande que je fais seul. Mais comment est-ce que je fais cette demande au travers des amis?
It's not a request I do together with the friends, it's a request I do alone. So, how do I ask through the friends?
You're not asking through the friends, why?
Rav keeps saying that...
No, I'm telling you. There is work here. We talked about it a few minutes ago. There's work here. When I turn to the Creator personally, I'm asking of Him. And so I see the friend. Something ticks me off about him. I don't like something. So what's the question? I'm turning personally, in a personal way, to the Creator, and I'm asking Him to correct me in such a way that I will see the friend as connected, as corrected.
I understand. At the end of the process, what do I see?
At the end of the process, when I see everyone, all my friends, more or less corrected, in my eyes, I become whole with this group, or I make peace with that group. I accept them. I want them as they, to be with them. I accept them as they are. I embrace them. I want to take them all into one place, one desire, one intention, one heart. Then it's a group work. Then we're working on the connection between us. And from the connection, we will turn to the Creator that is found inside the connection. Not that He's standing behind the friends. Rather, He's standing inside our hearts, and our hearts we wish to bring closer and make them into one heart. And there we need to turn to the Creator, to embrace Him, so He would help us reach the point of unity.
After I see the friends as perfect, as complete, after that, I see
that they're corrupted.
Yes. Why?
Why? Because you have degrees. You think you're already in Ensof. You corrected yourself and that's it. It's like a little child comes home from school. I had a nice grade today. I'm not going to school anymore. Why? Look what I have. You think he graduated from the entire school? I don't understand.
I didn't understand.
Gradually, Shimo from the shattering are revealed, from the shattering of the soul. And we have to correct them each time that you correct them, you come to the next Rishimo, the bigger problem, the bigger problem. That's how it is.
Last one. What does it mean to see the Creator?
You see connection between the friends. The internality of the connection between them is what you reveal as the Creator.
What's the most effective and best way to train yourself to see the friend's merits and not their faults?
When everyone in the 10 think about it, it influences everyone, even if you don't talk about it. This is the most powerful means. I feel that they are also in that, and it's working on me. It awakens me. The thoughts between us are very important. They influence us greatly. Now, Kiev.
Hello, dear Rav. A few days ago, we said that with love of friends, with the connection between us in the 10, we discover these cycles of connection, and within them, the Creator. We approach Him through the connection between us. What does it mean that we will discover it by connecting with the whole world? As you read, that the Shekhinah will be revealed in the whole world.
Specifically there, you discover it, because there is the highest intensity of the outer vessels, our Kli, even the global world Kli, if Nebuch is a tiny vessel, like a thin, narrow pipeline. Rather, when it begins to get publicized and fill the world, then this is the revelation of the Shekhinah. We can't even reveal the Shekhinah in truth, because we are working according to, I don't know how to say it. In short, if not for the sake of the world, we would not exist. I can't say, I can't explain it. Just understand that the more we come out to publicize the method of connection, accordingly we will be connected with the entire Kli, the outer Kli of humanity, with some extent. And then we will discover the great lights. Israel, by themselves, are able to reveal only the light of Chosadim, and a very small illumination of Chochmah. Almost nothing. Whereas, when the outer vessel appears, made of out of those people without Rishimot even, without clear Rishimot from the shattering, there we need the big lights. And big corrections. That's where the Torah is revealed.
But if I want connection with the Creator, for example, so in the prayer I ask for the friends, I connect with them at the center, I try to find this force with them. So now what? Do I have to connect to it a thought for the whole world somehow?
No. This is still far from us. It will come out artificial. But the friends need to be in you, in your heart. There's something that you want to ask for them. You want to see in them the revelation of the Creator, that He connects everyone together, that everyone is in mutual bestowal. In this mutual bestowal, everyone is bestowing back to the Creator. The Creator is enjoying them. And He clothes in them. Yeah, with the friends, yes, we have to do it this way. With the world, no, don't take the world into account for now. But again, when you do it in this way, you'll have the light of Chassadim with the illumination of Chochmah. That's what you'll have. Not that the light of Chochmah can appear in vessels of Israel, but illumination of Chochmah, Chassadim with the illumination of Chochmah. Small vessels. The vessels are designed only to be a pipeline, a conduit. That's why it's written, you are the fewest of the nations. Let's go to
Здравствуйте, Рав.
Hello, Rav. When I ask for correction for the flaws I see in the friends, it is a prayer for yourself, really.
When
I'm asking for corrections, I'm asking for corrections and I want to be corrected. But what's the purpose? What's the goal, my intention? Why do I want to be corrected? What do you want to do with these corrections? If you discover that you are the most damaged part in society, and consequently society is in problems and troubles, and you're asking for corrections in order to stop causing harm, in order to delight the Creator, then you're seemingly asking for you, but your intention is for the society. You want to give contentment to the Creator.
Minsk.
Кажется, что мой вопрос, он созвучный с тем, что мы сегодня проходим. Вот мы обсуждали это и в...
It seems like my question is in response to what we're learning today. If the whole world was created for me, then what's the difference between there's none else besides him and there's none else besides me?
There's none besides him. We're talking about the creator, one force, one root for everything, and it is running everything. And then perhaps there are many instances in the world, many vessels, but they're all activated by one force. If there's none else besides me, you can say that, yes, the world depends on me. I sustain the world. If I correct myself, I correct the whole world, because the world is what I grasp, what I perceive. If I correct myself, will the world be corrected? It's possible that, yes, a man is a small world, and you need to correct nothing except for the person. Let me correct myself. I'm not going to think about the others, only on how to correct myself and be good to others, be included of others, and fill the others, be a conduit for the others. Yes, do it. Asia.
Lo shomim.
Can't hear you. Cannot hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yes. No?
We can't hear you, Michael.
Michael, open the broadcast.
His mic is open.
Hello. What's that?
No. Okay. We have Vilnius.
Thank you. There's this dangerous exception that ruins everything. In the excerpts we read, this chain of scrutinies, when I decide or a part of the group decides, say, for example, that a friend is harming the group. And then you feel that, yeah, that's the way it is. And you justify the friend. So, in what should I correct myself? Should I ask for the rest of the group? How does it work, really?
I can't say it. So, it's so dynamic. It changes from state to state. Ask again.
The exception where the chain of correction changes my actions and the group's, when I or the group think that one friend is harming the group, say goes against connection, etc. So, in what is the correction? Is there a correction that is in me? It is if I justify him. And there are such states. So, where is the correction here?
If he is harming the connection, how can you justify him? You need to help correct the situation, if possible. Maybe it's possible that perhaps it's impossible, but then you are removing him from the group.
So here lies the question. When is it possible, or when should we do something, or...
I can't tell you. It's so specific to the matter at hand. When you all decide that you can't be with him together because he is truly not letting the group connect. He's making fun of connections. Doesn't understand it. Doesn't feel it. He's got a lack of understanding or a feeling. And in truth, it might be a very high soul, very exalted, very special, except it can't right now can't come closer to the corrections with the same pace as the group because of its great coarseness, its heaviness, because it is specifically because it is great and important. When you're looking at the friends, you have different kinds, all kinds. You have bright ones who know, who grasp everything quickly. Don't think that they will go far necessarily. Those that go far are those who are very heavy. They don't understand so much. They are not able to advance. They don't grasp things. They're not so bright. They will advance more. They have greater coarseness, and more of it is revealed, and then it's hard for them to grasp. They're unable to feel, unable to connect. They don't understand why do we need to connect. Understand? There's a vessels from the shattering. They're very hard, very heavy. They will go far, but on in their pace. That's why we have to see, as Rabash is writing, that as long as a person does not harm the group embraces him. But if he's starting to cause harm to the connection between the friends, the group has to remove him. But it doesn't mean that he won't, that he's disqualified from studying on the path. It's just that his pace is different. He belongs to those higher souls.
There's this notion in the group, and it's accepted as common general work, that it depends on the group. If the group accepts it as something harmful or not, to the extent that the group is strong, there's this view that a personal request for correction doesn't work. We send each other excerpts that only in a common request, common prayer. But when the moment comes, when you're asking for the friend to be included in this general force of the group, or when you have to direct your efforts to remove the friend, you understand that anyone could find himself in this position. So that moment changes the whole direction. Different thoughts and your actions are no longer of connection without this friend.
Все исходит из вреда по отношению к группе. Тут нету личного расчета. Мы это понимаем, но как
It all emerges from the harm toward the group. There's no personal calculation here. So can you recommend something else here?
No, if a person disturbs the entire group, if the group cannot take him and work with him, together with him, to rise specifically by him, through him, then you have to think how to get rid of him. There's nothing to do about it.
Харьков.
Спасибо. Здравствуйте, Рав. Вопрос.
Thank you. Hello, Rav. Question. When I see my faults through the friends, do I then work with intellect or faith?
Do you see these flaws in faith or in your intellect? You see them with your intellect. You see that those are flaws and faults, then you continue to work like this. Rather, you believe that it's you who see the faults and not that there are faults in them objectively.
Hadera,
I don't know. Hadera?
Good morning. Is there a difference between my correction and a correction of a flaw in me?
The same. No. No difference.
Florida.
Florida.
Thank you, Rav. I want to narrow down, if I can, the faults of the friends. Because all these petty things that, you know, piss me off and get me upset, we can go on all day with these. Is it just simply that, you know, the friend is not acting in bestowal? And what does that look like, if that's what I need to scrutinize?
אני לא כל כך מחטט.
I don't like to really pick into the flaws that I see in the friends. I don't want to get into them. I don't want to get integrated in them. It's not going to get me anything. I immediately ask the Creator to rise above them, to see the friends as corrected and myself corrected, and that I rose higher than seeing the flaw. So it turns out that I'm corrected. I don't see the faults in them. Of course, they are corrected, or they're already cleansed of the fault that I saw in them before. And that's it. I don't want to get into it, start to scrutinize, and no, it's not worth it. You're never going to come out of it. On the contrary, there's a prohibition on that. Let's go back to Moscow.
Michael из Сингапура спрашивает.
Michael from Singapore is asking, the Creator stands behind every friend. How do you relate correctly to people who aren't from the group, from the outside?
He asked me about it 1,000 times. 1,000 times. Every time we meet somewhere, the same question. Don't relate to them more than what you relate to Singapore. It doesn't matter. Let it be. I guess he wants to know if he can maybe organize a group there or something. No. It's still not the time. Okay, good. We're going to the next lesson.